You're listening to SBS News.
For Gene Crow and his family, who have flights booked to return home from Singapore next month, they now face an anxious wait to see if their tickets are cancelled.
I wish I was surprised. I'm not. I'm gutted. I really feel betrayed. I've got my wife and my children in tears. You know, the people that I know that are also trying to get home are just devastated. You know, people are devastated. You've got people that are just normal working families who are now sort of looking at these really dire consequences that just shouldn't be part of the conversation. 18 months into this, we should be able to get people home. You know, I looked this morning, I said, well, what do we do if we can't get back? I can go to Spain, I can go to Italy, I can go to, you know, dozens of different countries, but I can't get back to my own country. It's crazy. It's crazy. I just don't understand how this has been allowed to happen. It's a massive failure.
Federal Health Minister Greg Hunt says the federal government will be ensuring additional Australians overseas are brought home on facilitated flights to the Howard Springs quarantine facility in the Northern Territory. This comes after Prime Minister Scott Morrison announced on Friday that National Cabinet had agreed on a 50% cut in the weekly cap on international arrivals on commercial flights into Australia. From the 14th of July, the returning traveller cap will be slashed from around 6,000 to 3,000 per week. Mr. Hunt says the Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade is assessing how many extra flights will need to be arranged by the federal government.
We'll continue to bring Australians home. There will be a decrease in the commercial arrivals, but an increase in what are called the facilitated arrivals to Howard Springs in the Northern Territory. And we know that some of those flights have in fact been undersubscribed in recent weeks. And so there is that capacity to bring additional Australians home via Howard Springs. And we'll just keep working because this is a really important task, and many of the states did want to make these changes. We recognise that.
The head of the Alliance of Australians Abroad, Jacinta Reddin, says Australians stuck overseas are devastated by the news they'll be waiting much longer to get home.
It's already near impossible for Australians to return under the existing cap. And slashing that further by half makes that task of getting back to Australia, whether it's for an urgent family meeting or whether in fact families are trying to move back home, it just makes that impossible today. So it's really devastating news. And there have been many Australians around the world who are waking up today in despair at what has happened.
Ms. Reddin says the Alliance had written to federal ministers in May calling for the government to develop a risk-based strategy to opening Australia's borders with fully vaccinated Australians returning home from low-risk destinations. The Office of Health Protection and Response replied, saying the government does not consider vaccination status to be a complete or sufficient substitute for other biosecurity measures such as quarantine and testing requirements. It added that while there is strong data demonstrating that vaccination prevents severe disease in those infected with COVID-19, the evidence regarding the impact of vaccines in terms of transmission within the community is still emerging. Meanwhile, New South Wales has recorded 35 new locally acquired cases of COVID-19 as millions of residents under stay-at-home orders reach the halfway point of a two-week lockdown. 23 of the new cases reported in the 24 hours to 8 p.m. Friday were in isolation while they were infectious, while 3 were in isolation for part of their infectious period. 9 were infectious while they were in the community. New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian said while the number of new cases had again risen, it was a positive sign many were in isolation during the critical period and there were signs lockdowns were working.
The green shoots are there of demonstrating the lockdown is having the desired effect. And certainly what was pleasing for me was to receive an update about fewer cases being exposed to the community, even though the number of cases is going up. That means that those in isolation may have tested positive, but they weren't exposing the virus to others in the community. And that's exactly what we wanted to stop. That's why the lockdown is in place, to stop that community transmission.
But 29 of the new cases are linked to known infections. 2 new cases are linked to the unvaccinated student nurse who worked in a number of hospitals. Both did not work while they were infectious. There has been concern the lockdown imposed on Greater Sydney, the Central Coast, Blue Mountains and Wollongong will be pushed beyond the 9th of July because many of the cases reported on Friday were not in isolation for the entirety of their infectious period. Ms. Berejiklian said a decision would come next week but would be dependent on how many new cases were in isolation during their infectious period.
We want this trend to continue. If we want to get out of this lockdown as soon as we can, we need that trend to continue. So can I please urge people to be sensible today, especially after a week of having to stay at home, but for essential purposes. I know that people will want to take advantage of the weather. Please exercise sensibly. Please maintain your exercise outdoors and avoid indoor areas where we know the virus has a greater chance of transmitting.
The number of new cases, the highest in New South Wales since the first wave of COVID-19 in early 2020, comes after New South Wales Health identified 35 possible exposure sites on Friday evening. Meanwhile, in Queensland, lockdowns in Brisbane and Moreton Bay have been lifted, but the Queensland Premier has warned the state is not yet out of the woods with five new local COVID-19 cases recorded overnight. Anastasia Palaszczuk made the announcement on Saturday, thanking affected Queenslanders for locking down for an extra day. Restrictions, including mandatory mask wearing and QR check-ins, will remain in place in Brisbane and Moreton Bay, she said.
So that's good news today for people in the Brisbane City Council and Moreton Bay. But as I said, we are seeing some cases popping up. We've had people in lockdown for a period of time, but now we really need to make sure until the population, you know, until we have fully people are vaccinated, we really need to make sure that people are doing the right thing.
Health Minister Stephen Miles said another lockdown could be avoided if Queenslanders abide by the restrictions around mask wearing and check-ins.
For the first time in a long time, though, there could be cases in our community that we don't know about. And so it's important that everyone, particularly in the southeast, goes about as though they could come in contact with the virus. And that's why those three things are so critical. Wear your mask, sign in with the QR code sign in app, and get tested if you have any symptoms or concerns at all.
Meanwhile, no new local cases have been recorded in Western Australia as the Perth and Peel regions emerge from a four-day lockdown. More than 2 million people in Perth and the Peel region regained some freedom on Saturday after a four-day lockdown ended overnight. No new locally acquired cases were recorded for the state, though it still has four active cases in hotel quarantine. Interim restrictions will be enforced for the next 3 days, including mandatory mask wearing indoors and outdoors and capacity limits at hospitality venues. Anyone who travels outside of Perth and Peel must wear masks and will not be permitted to dine at pubs, cafes and restaurants. Assam Al-Ghalib, SBS News.